Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And we have participating with us this morning, Christina Liu, who is the producer, but she's helping us out on this segment, which is really so important. And it is with Amanda Crystal, who is from Family and Children's Association. And we're talking about scams. And I don't know if you know this, Amanda, but about a month and a half ago, I think it was the beginning of March, we had Commissioner Patty Ryder on from Nassau County. And most things are down this year, car accidents, drunk driving, yada, yada, yada. And of course, they're down even more because of Corona. Scams against seniors are up 140% this year. That's just a Nassau number. You know, he's not taken into consider the country, but he was on talking about that. And that's a staggering number. The number you gave us, $27 million, is a staggering number because And it's not, I would say maybe, and you can correct me right now. I'm going to make a statement and you correct it. I would say 7 out of 10 of the people who get scammed are maybe not the most educated, but you do get 3 out of 10 that is still educated people. And whether it's greed, whether it's fear, whether it's something that pulls the trigger, they get sucked in.
Right. So I can't talk about the numbers in terms of the educational level of the people that are being scammed. Okay. I can tell you that I do go around throughout Nassau County making this presentation, and I can't tell you how many educated seniors have come to me and spoken to me about having been scammed. So let's go a little bit and talk about what are the scams that are going on with the coronavirus.
Okay.
What does it look like? So some of the things that we see happening are phony alerts from the Center for Disease Control or from the World Health Organization, and it comes by way of an email asking you to click on a link to get the most up-to-date COVID information. Or it'll be a fake message telling you that they can offer you prevention advice. Just click here in attachments that are corrupted or embedded links in emails that will then install malware or viruses into your computer. And what happens then is those viruses or malware can dig deep into your files and recover passwords and sensitive financial information that will then be used to possibly commit identity theft. So what's really important also in terms of not being a victim of a scam is thinking that you can out-scam the scammer. A lot of times people, like you say, they know they're smart, they know what's going on, and they don't feel that they're going to become a victim because they know that this is a scam. And I tell seniors not to answer any phone call or that they get, because when you pick up the phone and start speaking, even if you think that you know what you're doing, they have ways of getting information that they can then use later on. Also, if you're picking up the phone, they then know that they have a live fish on the hook. And that information goes out on lists that this is a number where people pick up. Not only that, if you listen to the very end of the presentation and it says press number 2 if you don't want to be called, that gives them the information that not only did you pick up the phone, but you picked up the phone and listened to the whole presentation. And so it won't necessarily take you off the list, but it will actually increase the fact that you will probably be then getting many more phone calls, because they know that you are picking up and you are listening throughout the whole time. So the best way to keep yourself safe is don't pick up the phone. Second thing is, I used to say that you could rely on caller ID. so that you could pick up your phone if you recognize the phone number. That's changed. Over the last year, year and a half, the scammers have the technical ability to change what you see on your caller ID. So I know that it's been reported that you can look at your caller ID. It says that it's the Social Security Administration calling. It is the IRS calling. I even had a person tell me at one of my presentations that they had a call and it showed up as Northwell Hospital calling. And all three of those phone calls were scam phone calls. So that's why I say the best thing is not to pick up the phone. If somebody wants to reach you, they will start leaving a message. If you're screening the call, you can then pick up the phone. Nobody thinks that you're going to remember the phone number of your account into your eye doctor. Obviously, there are people that you won't recognize the phone number, but the best thing to do is let it go to voicemail, let it go to the machine, and you can pick up the phone when you realize it's a real phone call.
I don't, just one quick thought on that is most people, a lot of people nowadays have a landline which they don't answer. Yeah, period. And like you said, it's just calls come in from unknown sources, and then use your cell phone for calls from people who you know, like your family or whatever. It's like a filter, but you have to have two phones to do that.
And you know what? And cell phones are not safe anymore at all. I get plenty of spam calls on my cell phone. Yeah, unfortunately. Luckily, they are working, the government agencies are working on methods to help lessen the effect of these phone calls. And I don't know if any of you have seen, but sometimes even on your cell phone, it'll come up and it'll say either spam or possible spam. So that's something that is relatively new and they're working on. And so hopefully we will be getting less and less of these spam phone calls.
I don't, yeah, just one, when you do get a call on your cell phone on the positive side of it, if it's somebody in your contact list, then their name will come up, which I think is difficult for somebody to put my daughter's name in. It's possible, but it's I don't think it's the more common way to go about it.
So correct. So yes, that's if the name pops up and you recognize the name, you can pick up the phone and speak and answer it. But what I am telling everybody out there is you can't trust that that really is what it is. So like I said, with the IRS or the Social Security Administration, I have to tell you, I actually picked up a phone call in my house on my landline and it said it was me calling the number. And it's mind-boggling. Like, how do they do that? So yes, if your daughter's name pops up, pick up the phone. Hopefully when you answer it, you will recognize it as your daughter's voice at the other end of the line. But what I'm saying is there is a slight possibility that it may not be your daughter. So they do have the ability to do that even with your own contact numbers.
Bottom line, always keep alert and keep on your toes.
Yes, yes. And be skeptical and verify everything. So going back to the coronavirus scams, one of the things that, as I said, the most important way to keep safe is verify. So verify the any company, any charity, any individual who might be contacting you regarding COVID-19. If it's a charity asking you to donate money for COVID-19 relief, make sure you know the veracity of that charity. So one of the worst ways to make a payment for anything, whether it's to a charity, a company for services, a utility company, is to pay by gift card. Anytime anybody is asking you to use a gift card to pay for any kind of service, product, or charitable donation, it is a scam. No legitimate organization is going to ask you to pay by gift card. And I will tell you that most of the work that I do with people who have been scammed, they have been paying either by gift card or a wire money transfer. So those are two immediate ways to know that it is a scam. No legitimate organization is going to ask you to pay for anything using a gift card. As a matter of fact, in the town of Oyster Bay, I just read it this week, they had official looking documents signed by elected officials going out to their residents, asking them to donate in the form of gift cards to benefit healthcare professionals and frontline workers. Again, I can't stress to you enough never to pay for anything using a gift card, whether they threaten to turn off your utilities, whether they threaten not to let your grandchild out of jail, whether they threaten, whether they ask you to make a donation for a wonderful cause. Do not use gift cards to pay.
Actually, last year we had somebody on, Christina had somebody on, this was a police officer, and I think it was maybe from Glen Cove, I won't swear, or Glen Head, but they actually went around to the stores telling the cashiers if somebody comes in to purchase a gift card, ask them what they want it for. And if they turn around and say, I'm giving it to Susie, who's my granddaughter for her birthday, I don't know what to get her, fine. But if they turn around then and say, I have to pay a bill or I have to do this, then the cashier would say, that doesn't make sense. It's just one more person to say, before you do this, think. Because who's getting a gift card to pay their taxes, or who's getting a gift card to pay their utility bill? But I mean, they did go around. I don't remember exactly who it was, but I thought it was a great idea. Just, you know, there has to be so many levels of protection put in because the poor seniors are so vulnerable. And Corona is now like the wintertime. The wintertime is tough because it's dark and you can't get out. So they want to answer the phone. Well, they're not getting out now. I mean, most people have been in quarantine, I don't know, when it's 40 days or something, which means anytime the phone rings, it's like somebody to talk to. Your kids can only call you so many times a day. So you're looking for something else.
Absolutely. So we also do work closely with the local police departments. And I do believe you're right. It is Glen Cove that I know have worked with the local community stores and educating them. And they have prevented many elder abuse scams for people going to buy these gift cards. And it's a wonderful thing. And now a lot of the stores, Target, Walmart, a lot of people are educated to know and ask questions when people are buying gift cards in large denominations. And it is wonderful.
We all have to watch out for each other. And actually, right now, we're going to take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.